So the attribute of the eighth chakra is invisibility. In this center, we become aware of the beholder, which is known in Buddhism as the witness, which is the self that has been present from the beginning of time and that has now become disengaged from the mind and is able to behold the mind with all of its dramas without subscribing to any of them. The beholder witnesses our life unfolding and understands that all of the stories we use to describe ourselves are only stories. That everything we think we know about ourselves is not the real self. The beholder knows that anything that can be seen or held is not real. The beholder cleaves to the mystery and not to the manifestation. The beholder perceives everything but cannot itself be perceived because it cannot be turned into an object of perception. The beholder is invisible because it cannot be beheld. Once I was walking along the bank of a river with a jungle medicine woman and her husband, and we came to a clearing, and they turned to me and said, "Alberto, you walk ahead through the clearing and step back into the rainforest and notice what happens." I crossed the clearing, entered the rainforest, and the first step I took, the rainforest was full of song, the macaws and the parrots and the monkeys. The second step, it was full of song, and the third step, it has stopped completely. And they came up to me and they said, "See, they know that you've been kicked out of the garden. They know that you don't belong here." And I turned to them and I said, "Right, please." I was convinced that the animals had smelled the underarm deodorant, the hair mousse, the toothpaste, the athlete's foot powder, all of the scents of civilization. And I went to two Indians who were by the bank of the river. They were cooking a boa on a spit for their meal. And I went up to them, and they were catching the fat from the boa in a can. And I asked them if I could have some of the fat. And so I stripped down to my shorts, and I began smearing this boa fat, which reeks, on my body. And they were looking at me rather strangely, wondering what I was doing, until I explained that I was an anthropologist. And after covering myself in boa fat, I walked through the clearing again, convinced that the rainforest will smell a boa slithering back into the forest. And I take the first step and it's full of song, the second step and the third step, and everything stops again, except for about 600 flies that I had about me. And it wasn't until 10 years later that I was able to walk through the jungle and have it continue singing around me, have it recognize me as someone who had not been cast out of the garden, as someone who walked with beauty on the earth, who touched everything he touched with beauty, as someone who was not in the grip of fear, who had stepped beyond violence, beyond death, as someone who walked in the garden again. And this is what happens when the center is awakened. We recover that self that never lost her original nature, that was never cast out of the garden.